Hey there. Thanks for tuning in to Urmia Matters, a podcast about higher education, risk management, and insurance. Let's get to it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julie Groves, the Director of Risk Services at Wake Forest University, and I'll be your host for today's episode of Urmia Matters. Today, we're going to chat a little bit about Urmia's peer review program. With me are Robin Oldfield, who is the Associate Vice President of Audit, Risk, and Compliance, and the Chief Risk Officer at the University of Dayton, and Sue Leiden, who currently serves as Urmia's Education Manager. Previously, she was the Director of Risk Services at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. So welcome to the podcast, ladies.
Thank you.
Before we start our discussion, I always like to ask the guests to tell the listeners a little bit about themselves. So Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, thanks. So, Robin Oldfield, I've been at the University of Dayton for 24 years and started as an office of one and have seen it grow tremendously over the years as the risks in higher education continue to grow.
And is this your first time on Urmia Matters podcast?
I believe this is my second time.
Okay, great. Well, we're glad you're here. And you know, Sue, you're famous in the Urmia circles. So what can you tell the listeners that they don't already know about you?
Well, I've been doing this, the education manager position, since January of 2023, and it's been my pleasure to cultivate and curate professional development and work with the great Urmia membership on presentations. I was at PLU, Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington for 15 years, but I was happy to jump over and be on Urmia staff. I'd served on the Urmia's board for a number of years, and it's a great community.
And you're no longer living in Washington State. Is that correct?
That's correct. We left the reign of Washington behind and moved just a little further over east into Idaho, right near one of our favorites, Yellowstone National Park and the Grand Teton National Park. So we're enjoying snow and sunshine in the winter instead of rain.
Well, great. Well, why don't we dive right into our discussion? So Sue, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the peer review process?
Urmia started the peer review process probably a half a dozen years ago, looking into it as a way to help our member institutions who wanted to check out the status of their risk management programs. So to get started, any institution interested can contact me via email at education@urmia.org or the Urmia office at urmia@urmia.org. Once you reach out, I'm going to give you a call. We'll schedule a time to meet with you and anyone else from your institution who wants to find out more about the peer review process. We'll have an informal discussion about the type and scope of review the institution is looking for. And after that discussion, Urmia will propose a formal scope document, and that's going to include the areas we recommend be reviewed, a list of institution documents to be reviewed, and a list of individuals by title who we might like to speak with. At that time, we're also going to discuss who they consider their peers and propose possible peer reviewers. We're going to put together a team of peer reviewers who are all Urmia institutional members and experienced risk managers. We select those peer reviewers so that they're from a similar type of institution. For example, if you're a public institution, we're going to grab them from another public. If you're a community technical college, we'll grab them from there, similar size enrollment, et cetera. Once Urmia and the institution have agreed upon the scope and the peer reviewers, then we're going to enter into a contract to conduct the peer review. We charge a small fee for the peer review service. This fee essentially covers the cost of the review with a slight profit to contribute to Urmia's overall budget. This fee is offered at a reduced cost compared to what you might pay on the open market as a benefit to our institutional members. And once we've got the contract signed, the real work begins. The institution's going to provide the requested documents, and the peer reviewers are going to begin the review in preparation for the campus visit and interviews. We typically spend 2.5 days on campus conducting interviews. And when I say 2.5 days, it's not 2 8-hour days. It's 2 long days. The peer reviewers start out early. And once we finish interviews, we gather and discuss the information we've found out. We prefer to conduct interviews in person during our campus visit, but we can also conduct them via Zoom if an in-person interview doesn't work into the schedule.
Well, great. And so after an institution goes through this peer review process, what type of information do they receive once it's completed?
So on the final day of visit update, let me start over again. On the final day of the visit, the peer review team is going to have an informal discussion with the institution's contact to ensure that we haven't misunderstood the structure, the program, or any information that was shared with us. We typically hold an exit briefing with senior leadership or their designees to discuss our findings, and then we'll prepare a formal report and provide it to the institution approximately 3 to 4 weeks after the on-site visit. The form of the report is dependent on what the institution desires. It can be very detailed, or it can be a high-level overview if that institution is subject to right-to-know laws. Some institutions might want it protected by attorney-client privilege. In that case, the engagement typically comes from their general counsel's office.
Great. And Robin, the University of Dayton has used the Urmia Peer Review Service in the past. So how or why, or both, how and why, did your institution make the decision to do this peer review?
In 2017, the university made a strategic decision to bring audit, risk, and compliance under one umbrella. And at the time, we had been outsourcing our internal audit function. Our compliance was very decentralized, and we were just embarking on an enterprise risk management program. So it was a really great time to bring in Urmia and do a peer review. So I had suggested that we engage with Urmia because I have been involved with Urmia for a long time. And one of the things that was really helpful was just to make sure strategically we were going down the right path. And I believe it really brought some credibility to the process that we were undertaking.
And how much preparation was required ahead of time?
There was quite a bit of preparation. There was a lot of conversation between the university and Urmia as we were defining the scope. And it's a very engaging process because the peer review process, they want to know why you're doing it. And then that scope is really tailored to the institution. So in our case, we were really looking at enterprise risk management, compliance, risk management oversight and reporting, staffing, communications, our risk identification and assessment practices, our risk mitigation process and coordination, and just really holistically at how we were structuring this new department. And the documents that we gathered for the team, there was quite a bit to gather. There was a lot of questions, but I would say in the long run, it really allowed us the opportunity to get very organized and make sure that we had everything and we were able to deliver it in a very succinct way. So even that exercise in and of itself was very beneficial, even though it was a lot of work.
And so you had this peer review a couple years ago. So now that you're a little ways out from it, what were some of the benefits that you've realized from having this peer review?
I would say some of the benefits were really the peer review team, an all-star team, really brought some credibility into the conversations with leadership. While the team was on campus, interviewed and interacted with over 75 people. And so when Sue mentioned 2 full days, you know, we did organize it in a way where it was some group conversations, but those conversations allowed the interaction between the team and those participants from campus to really help them understand what we were doing as well. And to get that feedback was really beneficial. They also worked with our board and really understanding what was important to our board of trustees and our president, which also was very, very helpful. And then the debrief at the end was very enlightening and gave us a tool to really help us focus on those things that were identified and also just how we were structured and things to consider, particularly around looking at our enterprise risk management and the direction we were going and things like that. So definitely something that was valued by not just our team, but I think leadership as well and providing that direction. The other thing that I think was helpful was the high level executive summary that we were able to, when we were interfacing, so I also report to the Audit and Risk Committee of the Board of Trustees, and it really allowed us to have a very candid conversation about the development of audit risk and compliance and this report and giving us some goals moving forward.
And you spoke about how great the peer review team was. You recently had the opportunity to serve as a peer reviewer on a peer review team for another institution. So did you or your institution benefit from that experience at all?
Absolutely. This is really a reciprocal process. Being on both sides, we learn so much from each other. And there's a lot of commonality in challenges that we face in higher education, regardless of the type of institution. And then there's unique challenges to the culture of the institution. And so just that reciprocal learning from each other, I found very, very valuable. The openness and the ability to really feel like you're helping each other. And I think that's something that being a peer review and ERMEA being really an industry-specific organization that supports each other, I think is different than hiring a consultant to come in that doesn't have that same relationship. So I felt like it really served our institution, but hopefully exponentially served that institution that the review was happening.
So Sue, you talked a little bit about the peer review process. If someone at an institution is interested in learning more about our peer review program, what should they do?
They can click on the services tab on the ERMEA website homepage, and that'll lead them to a peer review service tab. That page includes information about the program as well as an ERMEA short video that provides another overview of the program and process. There's also a link to a form there for anybody who's interested in becoming a peer reviewer. You can fill out that form. And as always, give me a call, email me at education@ermia.org, and I'd be happy to set up a time to meet and talk with you just to talk through the peer review process.
And once someone says, yes, I think I'm interested in this, and they send you an email or they call you, how long does the process take before the actual peer review starts?
A lot of that depends on the institution's timing, when they would like it, when it's convenient for them, and then the ability to pull peer reviewers together in the same time frame. If we get started right away, once we agree on a contract, it's usually about a month after that we actually head to the campus, because the institution then needs to provide us those documents, which, as Robin said, there are a lot of them. So then our peer reviewers, who, by the way, are also working risk managers, need to have time to review those documents, and then we'll go over that. So it's typically, it can be about a 2-month process from the time we sign a contract to the time the final report is provided.
Well, great. This is just a really great service at ERMEA offers. And so I hope this podcast will help people learn more about it and, you know, help them to then decide if they want to have a peer review. And I know, Robin, you're a big fan. I believe there's a quote from you on the peer review website within ERMEA about, you know, your experience. So I know that you would say that you wholeheartedly recommend that anybody undertake a peer review if they think that will be helpful to their institution. So before we wrap up, any last thoughts you all would like to share?
The only thing that I would add is that I have had several conversations with people that were considering it. And if they want to talk to somebody that has gone through it, I'm sure I'm not the only one that has participated in a peer review that would be happy to talk to somebody about their experience and the commitment that's involved. So I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, that's great, because you have done it from both sides. So yeah.
And I would just, as a reminder, we do not have, this is what we're going to come in and review. The institution dictates the scope of that review. So we're not coming in saying we're going to check A, B, C, and D. You could say, I want to check A, C, and oh, by the way, add F and G on there. So it's your decision, your scope. We're not going to dictate that to you.
So it's a very flexible framework that people can, you know, model after whatever they need done. So
sometimes we've done the entire program. Sometimes we've done one thing like enterprise risk management or risk financing. It's your call.
Well, this has been really, really helpful. I hope that it will help people, you know, understand more about the peer review program. And I really appreciate both of you being here today. So if you have questions about this, please feel free to reach out to either Sue or Robin. And this wraps another episode of Ermia Matters.
You've been listening to Ermia Matters. You can find more information about Ermia at www.urmia.org. For more information about this episode, check out the show notes available to Ermia members in the Ermia Network Library.